Hi, this is in response to Will K141, or as I think that's how you pronounce it, or as VoiceOver pronounces it, Wilk 141. I'm not sure that the screw up was made across the pond here. I thought it was made across the pond over there. But anyway, whatever it is, wherever it was made, it doesn't really matter, because I found another screw up now. You can't, if you save a draft, you cannot do anything with it. You can't go into it to finish recording it and upload it, and you can't even delete it. And I've heard two other people say this, so I think that's another bug in Audio Boom that they need to fix. Otherwise, do away with the facility to save a draft, because what's the point when you can't do anything with it? The messages thing, the posts thing, it seems that you can only see your posts if you follow yourself. Now, someone said you can't follow yourself anymore. I followed myself a long time ago because it was the only way I could comment on posts. Because if you uploaded a post and someone put a comment on there, you couldn't go into your profile or account, whatever it was called at any given time, and open up the post and comment, because the comment facility didn't show on the post that you'd sent from your phone. So if you followed yourself, it'd come up on your newsfeed, and that's the way to comment, or it was. So that's why I followed myself. So if you go into your followed people or channels, the channels tab, and go and find your own name and click on that, double tap on that, and you'll see all your posts. But the thing is, if you can't follow yourself anymore and you haven't already done so, then unless you go to the website, there doesn't seem to be any other way to see all your posts. All you'll see in your profile now is the post you've done since you updated to the newer version of the app, which I think is really stupid. And why they've done that, I don't know. Why they've done lots of things, I don't know. Why they took away comments, I don't know. Why they, for a few months, gave us the facility to cancel a download if it went wrong, and then the next update, that facility was gone. And when I asked them about it, they didn't even know that it was gone, but they haven't ever put it back. Well, I don't think they have. I haven't tried it recently, but they hadn't put it back on the last, you know, with the version I was using up until a couple of days ago. So now this drafts thing, that's absolutely ridiculous. They need to sort it out. The app is also a bit sluggish now. It was a lot better. It kind of freezes sometimes, and it's slow to open, and we can't refresh the page, and which is another one of my bugbears. We can't refresh the followed post page anymore, which is annoying. So yeah, there's lots of little annoying things about this version I don't like, but it's okay on the whole. But the mistakes they've made with it are just stupid, and they should have been ironed out at the testing stage. Done it again. Oh, go away.